at the end of that summer, but I knew. Hearts on fire and crazy dreams. Oh, and the night sing down like gasoline. Oh, and they need scouts, man, they're built for speed. And oh, they said he hit that guardrail at 3:30. Where the wild things are.
Number one this week for Luke Combs on WRCO FM, Richland Center. Where the wild things are. Fresh from the Country, sponsored by Julie Karen, State Farm Insurance. Phil Knee, hoping all your trails are happy.
Until we meet again.
Talk about Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination during our morning show get-together today, coming up after our news update, which is sponsored by Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, continuing the long tradition of caring service to area families, and the Phoenix Center, family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, and video games.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A day after a service outage that had tens of thousands of AT&T customers staring at their smartphones wondering where service was, the carrier says it was not a cyber attack.
Whenever a service outage of any kind affects a lot of people, social media comes alive with theories about hackers and malicious attacks on our infrastructure. The FBI and other agencies immediately started looking for evidence of that on Thursday. Federal investigators said early on during the outage that it did not appear to be the work of cyber terrorists.
That's ABC's Jim Ryan. The White House is getting ready to announce more than 500 new sanctions against Russia, punishment for the ongoing war against Ukraine, and for the death of Russia's most outspoken critic of President Vladimir Putin, Alexei Navalny. Officials say they're the toughest sanctions since the war began. For the first time ever, there's a human presence near the South Pole of the moon, or at least something humans built. The lunar module nicknamed Odie landed there upright last night. This is ABC News. Police around the University of Georgia in Athens this morning hunting for a killer. A nursing student from a nearby neighboring school was out for a run and was found murdered on the campus. Here's ABC Steve Osunsami.
Students came together overnight. This is the first homicide on the UGA campus in 20 years.
It was very shocking, devastating to say the least. It's just very horrible and scary, honestly.
Police set up checkpoints, stopping vehicles and checking IDs. In a statement, the university canceled all classes Friday. School officials are recommending people travel in groups when possible and be aware of your surroundings.
Car thieves in Waukesha, Wisconsin, outside Milwaukee, making off with about $600,000 worth of high-end cars from a dealership. They got out by driving one car through a wall, then nine more followed. And more complaints about the new Major League Baseball uniforms. This time, the problem is the pants. Dodgers players say the eggshell color can make them see-through. The Players Union hoping for changes soon. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
The best place to catch a Friday night fish dinner is the Phoenix Center. Dine in or carry out delicious deep fried or baked fish. The Phoenix Center serves food and fun every day. The pizza is out of this world. And after a great meal, make it an even better night with a game of bowling. The Phoenix Center is family fun at its best. Open at 10 Monday through Sunday. The Phoenix Center, the area's go-to spot for good times and great food.
We cannot change the circumstances or magically erase the pain of loss, but we can listen and serve you with compassion and understanding at a time when compassion and understanding go a long way. I'm Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Our promise to you is to be patient, considerate, and professional, serving you as you wish to be served. It has been our priority since 1889 at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we're passionate about helping neighbors at all stages of life. The new driver, the new parent, the home buyer, the cycle riders, to the captains of boats. From your first job to the retiring couple ready to enjoy their golden years, important milestones and life's unexpected events, we choose to care for the people with the need, not just the risks and needs. Our goal is to take the confusion out of finding the right coverage. Stop by our office in Richland Center. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
A high of 43 today. Scattered rain and snow showers possible. A dusting in some areas could happen. Clearing and cold tonight, a low of 25. Saturday, partly cloudy and becoming breezy, a high of 39. Sunday, partly cloudy and warmer, a high of 50. And 58 for Monday. Clouds have rolled in rather rapidly this morning. The air is calm, and after a low of 28, our temperature is up to 37 degrees.
Hi, this is Dan Miller, Old Cooch Books and Libations, downtown Richland Center. You know we have records now, and that's Mastodon Records, Greg Woodhouse, Old Cooch Books and Libations. Always something new here, and of course, books are always really good here. 130 South Main, downtown Richland Center.
Calves were steady, and slaughter cows very strong at Mathis Farms Auction Market in Viola this past Wednesday. Holstein bull calves sold from $4.50 to $5.70 per pound, while light calves brought from $3.10 to $4.10, and black calves ranging from $785 to $820 per head. Black bulls, unvaccinated, not weaned, weighing from $360 to $525 pounds, brought $2.50 to $2.98 per pound. 85% of the slaughter cows sold over a dollar with a tops of $1.30 on a 1,750-pound open black cow. Bulls topped out at $1.25 per pound, and the remainder of the cows range from 71 to 95 cents per pound. The feeder sale last Friday, February 16th, was showing strength with 600-pound Hereford heifers from 230 to 237, the Hereford steers at 600 pounds, 240 to 250, and 1,100-pound Holstein steers from $1.28 to $1.62. The hay sale saw big square bales of third-crop alfalfa hay up to $129 per bale, while small square bales of second-crop alfalfa at $3.50 per bale, inside round bales of hay from $76 to $85, and outside round bales from $45 to $75. With the feel of warmer weather in the air, give Darren, Colton, or Jim a call at Mathis Farms Auction Market in Viola if you are looking to buy or have cattle to sell. Remember, you can view cattle or hay for upcoming sales on the Mathis Farms Auction Mark Facebook page. Mathis Farms gives you a local market close to home and will offer you a fair and competitive bid on all your livestock marketing needs.
Our morning show on WRCO on this Friday talks about grace. It's our time to talk about Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination. And joining me by the phone is President Eileen Stevens. Hello, Eileen.
Hi, Phil. How are you doing today?
Oh, we're doing real well. And the weather's been pretty nice. We're starting to talk about getting out and getting some things done. And I know Grace is excited about the new year.
Yes. Yes, we are. We've made a few changes for our new year. We've got a great group of board members here. But what we're looking at for our new year is we are talking about our service area. And we did extend it slightly where we are reaching out into the townships that touch Richland County. So like an Iowa Vernon, Grant, Iowa, Crawford, the townships that touch Richland County, we will be reaching out to those areas. I did reach out to like the county clerks or the township clerks and, you know, trying to get our name out there and talk to the community in those areas.
Well, I think that's good because you've had some people inquire from those areas before, and that's a tough turndown, isn't it?
Yes, I mean, that it's very hard to turn people down because you want to help everybody. But again, you've got to kind of put the restrictions around it. So it was a little hit and miss before, where some of the townships we serviced, other townships we didn't. So we kind of decided to go with, you know, any township that's touching Richland County to reach out in that service area. So that way it's consistent and not this township's eligible, the one next to it isn't, type thing. So we just made it a little more consistent and easier for people to know whether or not they're eligible.
And also important for fundraisers to include maybe some more people. That doesn't hurt either, does it?
Exactly. And that's one of the things I'm looking to do. I've reached out to Boscobel. And as I mentioned, I reached out to all the township clerks. And I'm going to start reaching out to businesses in those areas and, you know, let them know. Again, we are servicing their area now. We're going to be looking to be involved in parades or fundraisers and, you know, encourage them to build teams or business, you know, businesses raising funds to, again, support all those areas.
Well, you're underway with the new year and some meetings, and how have the meetings gone so far?
Meetings have gone great. The board meets monthly. Of course, the Walk with Grace Committee has started up. And anybody who's interested in helping with, you know, volunteering with any part of the walk, which takes place in August, the third Thursday above Royal Bank is where the Grace office is. So the third Thursday between 6 and 7 p.m., they hold a meeting. And, of course, June Nee chairs that committee, and they're always looking for volunteers. You can never have too many volunteers for stuff. There's so much to do.
Are there any other changes or new things you're implementing that you'd like to talk about?
Well, I know we have a couple new, with Grace overall, I know Alan has been on before and has talked about the Race for Grace, and he'll probably touch on that a little more later. And then, of course, we always have our Walk Around the World with Grace that Leaf takes care of, which has been very successful. Anybody can participate with that at any time. Just reach out and let us know. But it's just, we're always continuing to build, and we're looking for ideas. And that's why I highly encourage anybody out there, whether it be an individual, a family, a business, to reach out with ideas that they have. Because we're, like I said, the walk is definitely a cornerstone. That is going nowhere. That's a constant. That's the base of what Grace is. So that will always be there. But, you know, if people have an event or they're thinking, who can we donate to? You know, think of Grace. It's here. It stays in the community. We're 100% volunteer-based organization, and we get, you know, we help the people in the area. So whether it's somebody having, I know I mentioned before, a lemonade stand up to a huge barn dance, right? You know, whatever they decide to come up with, we're here to support them in what they do.
So you bring up a good point, because we're looking at, oh, you know, maybe change this or that, or maybe implement some new ideas. But the cornerstone, the idea and the purpose of Grace is always going to stay the same, isn't it?
Right. That will always stay the same. Our mission is, you know, it's to, we work to fund cancer research, education, and assist cancer patients that, you know, are actively being treated in our service area. We make sure that each year we decide where the money is going to go. So the funds raised in 2024, we're going to look at, you know, I think I mentioned the last time I was on that we do offer a fourth service year now, whereas before we just had the three areas of support. We've got the first year, they can receive $2,750 for their first year. And then after 1 year of support has ended, if they need a second year, they can get $2,250. A third year of support is $1,750. And then after another year's break, if they still need support, and we sure hope, I mean, we hope people don't have to, you know, be in treatment that long. That's just, that's sad. But there is that extra $500 for the fourth year. We disperse the cash. 58% of our funds, that will go directly to local cancer patients to help with necessities such as food, gas, bills, you know, might have utility that needs paid, possibly rent. So that we help with in the within the criteria I just mentioned. And then 25% will go to UW Carbone and Gunderson for cancer research, and that's split between Gunderson and Carbone, that 25%. 10% we use to support the medical communities within our service area. So, and again, we just expanded our service area a little bit, so we'll be looking at Boscobel as to how we can help the medical community there as well. And 5% goes towards cancer prevention and education. You hear Sherry Scott quite often with providing education and information as to what's going on to, you know, continue to help everybody. And then we only use 2% for administrative costs, and that would be for the, you know, printing of flyers or postage and things like that. But there are no paid staff. Everyone's 100% volunteer, from president, the entire board, president, vice president, the entire board, down to every volunteer. There's nobody is compensated. They just do it from their heart.
That's right. And I think that's a good thing to point out. The other thing, you'd like to have more teams organized and maybe even some ideas for some ambassadors too, right?
Right. And Alan will be talking more about the ambassadors. We do have the application online, so you can always check out the website. Alan has done a fabulous job with our website and getting that up to date, as well as our Facebook page. But he'll be on shortly, too, talking about the Grace Ambassador application, and he'll be talking about the Grace team. And Marcia is joining today, too. She's going to talk about team registration to start getting all that together, because, I mean, that's coming up here. That'll be here before we know it. And then also we'll have one of our first-time teams last year, a captain from a first-time team, and Suzanne will talk about what it's going to be like, you know, what's it like to as a first-year team and how to recruit and stuff like that, or how she recruited anyway, specifically. So,
excellent. So we're off and running. Anything else you'd like to add, Eileen?
We are off and running. So, yes, like I said, everything we do, I mean, we do it for the community. We're always looking for more volunteers to help out, and that it could be in a small way. It could be doing some office work. It could be, you know, whatever their interest is, we could certainly use their help. So just reach out. You can always email info@walkwithgrace.com, or they can simply call our office, which is 608-604-8255, and let us know ideas or if they would like to help. We're looking for volunteers.
Excellent. Thanks for checking in today, Eileen.
I appreciate it, Phil. You have a fabulous rest of your week.
Thank you. You too. Eileen Stevens, Grace President, joining us here to kick off today's morning show.
Get ready. This week, Staples has deals so good, you're going to want to sit down. Are you sitting? I'll wait. Great. Right now, during Staples Sit-A-Thon, you can save up to $180 on select chairs. That's up to $180 off desk chairs, up to $180 off computer chairs, and up to $180 off gaming chairs. So hurry into Staples now for the Staples Sit-A-Thon and grab a seat or two. Ends 3-2. In-store only. See associate for details.
Family Prescription Center, where your family comes first.
The Richland Family Prescription Center's primary function is to fill your prescription accurately and to provide added value services to enhance your health. Filling your prescription is only the first step. Understanding your medication and the importance of compliance will greatly benefit your medication outcome. Whether it's a first-time visit or they've seen you before, the Prescription Center's friendly and knowledgeable staff is dedicated to providing you with a quality pharmacy experience, and they have built their reputation by going the extra mile to ensure your satisfaction. The Richland Family Prescription Center, your one-stop source for all of your prescription and healthcare needs. Your complete customer satisfaction is their top priority.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Hi, Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home. Want to improve your sleep quality? Maybe a mattress with a built-in cooling cover is just what you need from American Bedding that is made right here in Wisconsin. Stop down to our newly remodeled showroom and see why we have quickly become Spring Green's largest mattress dealer. With over a dozen mattresses on display, our expert staff will assist you in finding the perfect mattress to give you a quality night's sleep, located on Highway 14 next to the Ring Brothers.
Hey, Jason Schultz here with USA Mortgage. Is 2024 your year to buy a house? I can help you with an FHA loan, a VA loan, a USDA loan, a conventional loan, or a first-time home buyer loan. And if you give me a call and you say you heard my ad on WRCO, I will pay up to $250 towards your appraisal. So give me a call, let your questions be answered, and let's get comfortable, and let's build a relationship, and let me and my team help you buy a house in 2024. 608-604-5068.
Don't miss the annual Driftless Area Deer Classic, Saturday, February 24th, from 9 to 5 at the Richland Center Community Center. Bring in your deer head to be entered for a chance to win a gun. Enjoy interesting vendors, bucket and gun raffles, a trail camera photo contest. Sheds are welcome but will not be scored. Come enjoy food and beverages. Admission is just $5, kids 12 and under free. Pre-register Friday night, February 23rd from 5 until 9, or Saturday from 9 until noon. For more information, phone 475-4963. The Driftless Area Deer Classic, Saturday, February 24th at the Richland Center Community Center.
Childhood should be the happiest time of life. But for many children living in poverty with blindness, facial deformity,